This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 60 for Wednesday, September 13th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger on Wednesday, seeing a corrective bounce for the first time in seven sessions. Canola up $2 to $4, the November contract up $3 at $755.30 per ton. The canola market had started the day seeing follow-through selling after its recent declines, with yesterday's move below former chart support at $760, bearish from a chart standpoint. However, some buying interest was uncovered to the downside, with advances in outside markets helping pull canola higher today. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil futures were all stronger. Domestic crush margins also remain wide, which should be bringing in some buying interest, although canola remains expensive on the export market. Statistics Canada will release updated production estimates tomorrow. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all higher as participants continued to digest yesterday's monthly USDA supply-demand report. Soybeans seeing a correction after declining yesterday, with sharp gains in soy oil, countered somewhat by losses in soy meal. November beans up 3 cents at $13.49 per bushel. While U.S. soybean production was at the higher end of trade estimates in yesterday's report, at 4.15 billion bushels, the soybean numbers were still generally bullish overall. Ending stocks were forecast to tighten to only 220 million bushels, and that would be the smallest carryout in 8 years. Yesterday's report also included a call for a reduction in U.S. soybean oil production that contributed to today's gains in soy oil futures, as demand for the vegetable oil is expected to remain strong. Corn futures, they are also higher, December up 5 cents at 482 per bushel. An increase in U.S. harvested corn area did more than counter a reduction in yields, causing the USDA to up its call for U.S. corn production to a record 15.13 billion bushels in yesterday's report. However, there are ideas that actual yields may be revised lower in subsequent reports due to hot and dry conditions. Weekly U.S. ethanol data saw production of their renewable fuel increase slightly this week to 103.9 million barrels per day, with stocks down by nearly half a million barrels at 21.2 million. Wheat futures, they are higher, extending yesterday's gains. Minneapolis spring wheat up 7 cents in December at 786 per bushel. Kansas City up 14 cents in December at 744 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 9 cents in December at 597 per bushel. World wheat carryout was dropped by 7 million tons by the USDA yesterday, and that remained supportive today. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 13th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.